Morning, everybody. Boker Tov. We see Shabbos' amazing importance in the fact that it is, in fact, one of the Aseret HaDibros, one of the Ten Commandments. Which number is it in the Ten Commandments? Remembers? Ten Commandments, guys? Four. Thank you, Mashgiach. Four. It's number four. So we're not going to talk about it being four as opposed to seven. We're not going to numbers today. But you could think about that. But what we're going to talk about is the order of the Aseret HaDibros, the order of Ten Commandments, and why, in fact, is Shabbos where it is in the group that it's in. So let's remember. What's the first commandment? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am your God. What's the second commandment? Oh, great. You shouldn't have any other gods, right? Avodah Zarah, you can't believe in anything else. The third is what? Latisa Hashem Elokecha L'shav. Do not take God's name in vain. Don't make idol oaths. Don't use his name idly. I think part of that, probably, I think, is also just not saying, oh my God, I don't think we should say that. And then finally we have Shabbat. Then finally we have Shabbos. So how does Shabbos fit into that? So we're going to read a short but very illuminating Ramban. And let's figure it out as we read it, how the Ramban is understanding this topic. So he says like this. This is on the midst of Shabbos. Zoch acher shetziva shinami b'shem ha-miyuchad yisbarach shu ha-nimtza. After we have the commandment of believing that God is he who always was, listen to this language. Hu HaBorei, he is the creator. Hu HaMaven, he's the one who understands. We say people are understand. He's a Maven. Who's the Maven? Hu HaMaven. Hu HaMaven Vayochol. Okay, so that's obviously Anochi. Right? Anochi is, we first talk about the Emuna, that God is everything. V'shiniyached HaEmuna B'chol Leila V'akavod Lo Levado. And we singularly give belief to him and honor to him alone. Which commandment is that? That's the second commandment, right? No other gods, just him. Commandment number one, believe in him. Command number two, it's only that we believe him. It's exclusive. It's singular. It's unique. It's just between us and him. And then, three is v'tziva shenichabe zecher shmo. And then we get a commandment to honor his name. Which one is that? Which one is the commandment not honoring his name? Is not taking false oaths, number three. After that, these three steps in emuna, in belief, tziva shenaseb is a siman v'zikaron tamid. He commanded that we should make a siman, a sign, and an eternal remembrance, lo dia shu bar hakol, to remind us that he created everything, v'mitzvos haShabbos. V'mitzvos haShabbos. So if we look at this, what's the Ramban saying? That the fact that Shabbat is the fourth of the Aseret HaDibros and comes after these three is really a system. There's a system of Emuna here, which Shabbos really rounds out the set of the four, which is the beginning of the four commandments. Again, first is Emuna, the basic Emuna in him, the belief in him. Two, that we recognize and know that he is the only one we give Emuna to. Three, we give honor to his name, to him. And four, then we remember the fact that he's the Borei. Right? So that gives a different feel for maybe the way we look at Aseret HaDibros. Certainly the four. We usually think about a set of five and then five, but there's really here a set of four. Four sets of Emunah, and Shabbos is what rounds out the Emunah, rounds out our faith. We haven't spoken about that so much interestingly in our little chats here on Wednesdays, but really Shabbos, as much as it's anything, is a day of faith. It's a day of Emunah. It's a day to focus on specifically Emunah in the fact that he created everything. And that hopefully gives us more perspective and focus as we get towards Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.